Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Every Friday right around 8:30. Man, I can't believe this train's on time. Our bartender in residence, Lance Mayhew, joins us. And I'm thankful this week. It's the first week out of the last six that it hasn't started with. This might kill us.
Well, this might, too.
No, it depends on what happened with the eggs, right?
This is something I really look forward to every year. As long as we have done this, mm-hmm. I mean, we must be 7-8 years into doing this segment. It's quite a few, am I right?
Yeah, it feels like 40.
So I don't know if that's
we
a
have
good
that
thing.
Effect on people.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. But it's eggnog, because as a kid, you get the eggnog that you get at 7-Eleven, right? That doesn't have any sauce in
it.
Yeah,
it's a little different.
But your eggnog, and that's what I always equated it to, and I would think, oh, God, eggnog, I don't want to try this. You have your own recipe that is so freaking good, off the charts great.
Well, thank you. So I will say that the stuff that you buy in the store is not like, it's what we think of as eggnog now, but it wouldn't have traditionally been eggnog. Eggnog is traditionally an alcoholic beverage. So this is a 21-year-old plus kind of a drink. But this is a really good weekend to start making it. If you want to get ahead on your holiday preparations, make the eggnog now, and the in-laws are much easier to put up with on, you know, during Christmas.
Sure. On a scale of 1 to 10, and we'll decipher your scaling, how difficult is it to make this drink?
You know, you have to gather a few ingredients, or actually several ingredients. That's the hardest part of it. And then it's just a lot of blending. I would say that for an average person, it's probably a 7.
All right, so it's a 10 then.
But it really pays off. I mean, it's a great thing to have in the house when you have people over for the holidays.
Exactly. And this is one of those drinks that it's like soup, right? It's always better the next day. So if you make it this weekend, it'll be great for Christmas, for the Christmas season.
Now, you want to make this in a large, like a batch, right?
Yeah, my recipe is serves 8. And, you know, you just double that, all of a sudden it'll serve 16. Or, you know,
it's magic.
Yeah,
how that works.
It's amazing how those things work.
Can you handle my money? So, give us the layout, give us the recipe.
Sure. So, this is going to be, and we're going to use some eggs, we're going to use some heavy cream, whole milk. The real key ingredients here is we are going to use Hennessy VSOP cognac, some good orange liqueur. You either want to use Grand Marnier or Cointreau. This is the thing not to go cheap on. Don't buy the cheap triple sec, because they're what they're called compounded, and so they just squirt some flavoring in there. You want something that has real oranges, or this will taste real funky. And then I used Bullet bourbon, because I work for Diageo, and Bullet's our brand. But you want to use a good bourbon with that. And then you're going to use some baking spices, cinnamon, allspice, nutmeg, clove. We're going to blend that for about 5 minutes. If you have a blender, it's one way to do it. If you have an immersion blender, those stick blenders, those things are great. You just put it all in one pot and just zip it until it all comes together. Then you're going to bottle it. You want to have this. I would do it at least the day before, but honestly, I would probably do it this weekend. It'll be amazing by the holidays.
So there's no trick to the blending. It's just you put everything in there and just blend
it
all together.
Until it all kind of comes together. It takes a little while.
So give us the ratios for 8 people, just so people that are listening right now can get it in the back of their head. And by the way, this will be up on the KGON website here. Give us about an hour from now. It'll be up there. So you can go back and revert to it.
Sure. So it's about 24 ounces of milk. Of whole milk, 16 ounces of heavy cream, I believe it's a cup and a half of sugar, 2 eggs, 4 ounces of Bullet bourbon, 4 ounces of Hennessy VSOP cognac, 2 ounces of Cointreau, I believe it's a teaspoon of cinnamon, a half teaspoon of nutmeg, clove, and allspice.
My God, man, you just did that off the top of your head. I don't know how you do that.
Well, it's always harder to remember than it is actually to do, right? It's muscle memory.
While he was doing it, I was trying to do it in mathematics and add and double and triple the amount of bourbon and Hennessy, right? Because we know how Matt wants his.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, well, you'll be wearing the lampshade. Yeah.
Well, boy, having just sampled it, and I'm going to sample it again, because I really do think this is one of the fine treats of the year for us.
Well, it's a nice holiday tradition, right? And it's not, I mean, honestly, once you gather the ingredients, it's not that hard, right? Go to the liquor store, buy yourself, you know, a couple, you know, a thing of Cointreau. That's your biggest expense, honestly. you know, a good bottle of bourbon and some, you know, if you don't have cognac, you could easily substitute like a good rum. That would work too. Just a brown spirit. Don't throw gin or vodka in this, or you're going to have something really weird.
Yeah, it's not going to taste that good. Well, Lance, always a pleasure when you come in and get us something that isn't going to kill us.
We prefer it that way.
Yeah.
This bottle has enough alcohol that it's going to, the raw eggs in this, it shouldn't be a problem. That said, if you have a compromised immune system, might not be the best choice for you. So I might go to the non-alcoholic eggnog from Fred Meyer. Okay.
Every week has a warning. I love it. Just about into the weekend, everybody. It's Grand Funk 92.3 KGON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.